Proclamation number 8637, dated the October 6, 1963. Strength and self-awareness. Thinking ability. Will. You humans would not be able to exist were you not pervaded by my strength. In other words, you would not be alive anymore had your souls escaped from you, which is my once emanated strength and the real life in you. Thus, you are animated by divine strength, which flowed forth from me, the primary source of strength. Those of you who do not believe in a God and Creator consider your physical life a mere natural occurrence which, even though you cannot explain it yourselves, does not particularly occupy your mind. In fact, it leaves you indifferent and might only cause you to think insofar as that you will have to relinquish your earthly life one day, that you are transient, if you don't believe in the continuation of life. However, the fact that the strength from me, which is the soul within you, is the foundation of the human being's real self-awareness and that you are basically the same in your fundamental substance as your God and Creator, is not something you think about, and therefore you won't make use of your earthly life if you are not conscious of its actual purpose. Every human being was originally a divine living creation, for the human state is not the beginning of his existence but only the result of the being's infinite aberration, which I once created in all perfection. But it is always the same strength which flows through the once created beings as well as through people and which enables them to live. This strength merely affects the first created beings as well as people to different degrees, that therefore the same strength was once able to be unrestrictedly creatively active, whereas in the human being, because of his resistance to me, which was the result of his past apostasy from me, it only achieves very minimal activity. Yet people's will is able to increase this strength at any time, until they can be fully active again according to my will, if the human being perfects himself on earth. People have no knowledge of this and consider themselves not much different than any other work of creation around them, which are indeed strength from me as well or they would not exist. For there is nothing that is not permeated by my strength. The works of creation are merely without self-awareness until all individual sparks of strength have gathered again as a human soul and then possess self-awareness again as in the beginning. But with self-awareness, the human being also receives his thinking ability again and this enables him, with good will, to weigh up arising thoughts against each other. But a tiny spark of love is in him too, which can also kindle a small light in him, and thus divine powers, which he once possessed and lost through his apostasy from me, can be awakened again. For the strength which permeates every human being, as a divine living creation, has to take effect in some form or other. Nevertheless, the human beings will decide whether divine strength is used according to divine will and thus results in a constant increase of divine strength or whether it merely serves the maintenance of the body and is misused again, as before, when the being's apostasy happened, because these beings were not active according to my will but opposed it with their own wrong will. Only when the human being is fully aware of the fact that he is God's created being and that his continued existence is therefore only ensured by the permeation of divine strength will he make an effort to use this strength correctly and aim to constantly increase the influx of divine strength. For then he will also learn to love me myself. He will be lovingly active, and the more lovingly active he is the more strength he will have. Everything you see around yourselves is strength from me, and thus in your fundamental substance you humans, too, can only be my emanated strength, and you should seriously consider that your Creator, being profoundly wise, has given you life for a purpose. But your intelligence alone should tell you already that this purpose does not purely consist of earthly accomplishments or achievements, and therefore you should not stop asking questions and try to ascertain the reason for your existence on Earth. Such thoughts are too important to reject if they rise in you, and a person who seriously reflects on them will truly not be left without an acceptable answer, even if it is only mentally imparted to him again. However, anyone who regards himself as so insignificant that he looks upon himself as a coincidental product of natural forces will, at the end of his life, not be able to show any spiritual advancement. He will be in the same state as at the beginning of his embodiment as a human being, or have even descended lower still, for he will still harbor the same opposition against me which once motivated his apostasy from me. And I will not forcibly break this opposition, yet he will have to suffer for an infinitely long time until, one day, he relinquishes this opposition by himself and returns to me again. Amen.